Chapter 5. The Journey Through the Mountains. All night long, John Ferrier and Jefferson Hope traveled through the difficult mountain paths. Sometimes they lost their way, but Hope knew the mountains well and found the right path again. When the sun came up, the mountains looked beautiful, but also scary. Big rocks could fall down at any time, and some already had. As daylight grew, the tops of the mountains glowed like lights at a party. This amazing view made John, Lucy, and Jefferson feel happier and give them new energy. They stopped by a fast, wild river to drink water and eat a quick breakfast. Lucy and John wanted to rest longer, but Jefferson said they must keep moving. "They are coming after us," he explained. "We must hurry to the town of Carson to be safe." They continued the journey all day, traveling about 30 miles away from their chasers. At night, they found a place near a rock to sleep and keep warm from the cold wind. They slept for a few hours before waking up to travel again. Jefferson started to feel confident that they were far from danger, but he didn't know how powerful their pursuers were. On the second day, their food started to run out. But Jefferson wasn't worried, because he could hunt animals in the mountains. He built a small fire for Lucy and John to keep warm, and then went hunting with his gun. He walked for a few miles, but couldn't find any animals. As he was about to give up, he saw a big horned animal on a high rock. Jefferson carefully shot it and took some of the meat to carry back. On his way back, it got dark, and he struggled to find his way. After a long time, Jefferson finally found the place where he left Lucy and John. But when he got there, no one was there. The campfire was nearly out, and there was no sign of Lucy, her father, or the horses. Jefferson felt scared and worried, realizing something bad had happened while he was away. He looked around and found tracks of horses, meaning a group of men had taken Lucy and her father back to Salt Lake City. Then Jefferson discovered a grave marker for John Ferrier. John had died, and Lucy was likely taken back against her will.
Even though Jefferson was sad, he decided he would not give up. He was determined to continue fighting against those who took Lucy. Jefferson knew he couldn't change what had happened to Lucy, but he promised himself to seek justice and stop those who hurt them. Jefferson Hope was a strong and determined man. He spent many years traveling and hunting to catch up with their enemies. He journeyed through different countries in cities, always getting closer to them. His long journey finally led him to find his enemies in London.
Jefferson's determination and patience helped him get closer to finding justice for Lucy and her father.